With us today on Christmas Day, we have Senator Ron Johnson from Middle America. The big omnibus bill on Friday. And what does it mean to the American people? With us, Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, happy New Year and Merry Christmas today.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, John. I wish we could talk about something a little more cheerful, but I think what it primarily means is a continuation of the same. What I continue to say during this entire debate is what was so disconcerting was the whistling past the graveyard nature of the debate. I mean, we're over $31 trillion in debt. There's no end in sight. You know, the only rationale on part of Republicans to vote for this, and I think this is the rationale many of them use, is that, we got what we wanted in defense spending, but a number of us have been pointing out that as Admiral Mike Mullen once said, the greatest threat to our national security is our debt and deficit. I agree with that. And what I kept pointing out is because of the 40-year high inflation, the $858 billion they secured in this omnibus is literally only worth $750 billion in pre-Biden administration spending dollars. A dollar you helped start the Biden administration is worth less than 88 cents today because of inflation. What sparked inflation? Massive deficit spending. So just from that standpoint alone, we should have allowed the House to come in the next Congress with a Republican majority. You know, we had, future Speaker McCarthy come into our conference and tell the senators, please, have confidence in us. You know, let us take a look at this. And, unfortunately, the arrogance of our leadership, they said, well, no, we know better than House members. We're going to pass this and take this off your plate, further mortgage our kids' future. And then we'll get religion next year when it comes to fiscal sanity. I'm not buying it, and unfortunately, our supporters aren't going to buy it either. Very disappointing. Kim Strassel has a great article in the Wall Street Journal that kind of lays it out in Friday's edition. We're going to keep fighting, though, John. You saw a group of us, myself, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Rick Scott, Mike Braun. We were doing everything we could to resist this and point out, for example, the earmarks, 625 pages, 10 to $11 billion worth of specific earmarks, when the states are sitting on close to $400 billion of surplus and rainy day funds, and we're still finding the need to grease the skids with that gateway drug called earmarks to the tune of $11 billion within a $1.7 trillion omnibus. It's just gross. I mean, I have no other words to describe it other than it's an abomination. It's grotesque.
Senator Mitch McConnell's excuse for doing it is he got what he wanted for defense. Is that true?
Well, that was the rationale. He was calling it a great win that we broke the parity. Democrats have always required if we're going to increase defense spending by a buck, you have to increase domestic spending. But as I kept saying, to declare that a victory, to say that's a win, that's like a football team that just lost the game 60-0 and they kick a field goal in the waning seconds and say the field goal is a big win. No, it's, we just got our what's handed to us. Over the last couple of years, Democrats got trillions of dollars of spending. There's no doubt about it. Their excess partisan spending sparked inflation. Republicans aren't helping matters by voting for more deficit spending.
Some of the things that you were angry about that the Democrats voted for, I know some of the people I talk to, is they voted for border defense for certain countries while they didn't provide for our own country.
No, and we also had amendments. Mike Lee had a good amendment to preserve Title 42 because that's the only restriction right now on President Biden's open border policy. It's in the courts right now. It looks like that is going to be expiring. And we already see, right now we're dealing 7,000 to 8,000 people a day coming to this country illegally. There are experts saying that'll double when Title 42 expires. So, we tried to preserve that. Democrats had what they call a side-by-side amendment, just a ruse, to give a couple of their members cover, like they also want to secure the border. But Democrats want an open border policy. It is so frustrating, as you say. They're happy to spend hundreds of millions of dollars for the border defense of other nations. They won't spend a dime or enact policies to secure our own. John, how bad does it need to get before the voters wake up, and quite honestly, before Republicans in Congress wake up in the Senate?
Well, I couldn't believe we lost Arizona with all the border problems they were having.
Well, again, part of the problem, and I heard in Wisconsin, I conveyed this to our conferences, you know, every time a small group of Republicans gang up with 50 Democrats for the mortgage our kids' future and act really bad policy, you know, liberal policy, Democrat-like policy, it dispirits our voters. And you know, get Republican voters saying, you know, well, why should we vote for you guys? You're no better than Democrats. And, you know, it's not a real satisfying answer. I know we're pretty bad, but the Democrats are so much worse, which is true.
One of the things,
but that's not a winning agenda.
One of the things, tens of thousands of college students were saying, well, the Democrats are going to give me free tuition, or the Democrats are going to forgive my loan, even though President Biden made the commitment, but didn't have the ability to make the commitment. The college students that voted believed they could.
Well, that's part of our problem societal-wide, John, is that the benefits are popular. Getting free stuff is popular. And, of course, Democrat, that is the party that's just giving away candy, right? And it's tasty stuff. And I always say it's a much more difficult marketing challenge being the dentist and, you know, trying to sell them the drill and the Novocaine to fix the cavities. But that's kind of right now the breakdown. And unfortunately, too many of people in our conference are not willing to be the dentist. They aren't willing to educate the public and say, you know, you keep eating that candy and you're going to get a really bad cavity. And then we're going to have to fix it.
Senator Johnson, we know each other a long time. If the Republicans don't promise and get in power to make a difference, we're not going to be able, they're not going to be able to make a difference if you don't have the power, if you're not inside the door versus outside the door.
No, I agree. And it's just not a winning strategy to try and spend yourself in the minority or to the majority. That's what we tried doing the last two elections, and it didn't work. And we actually have to start laying out the reality for the American public. We need to show the American public that we are the party for closed borders, for national security, for fiscal sanity. You know, we want to preserve your children's future as opposed to mortgage it. Again, this omnibus is not a step in the right direction.
What else? It's Christmas Day. We're coming in. We're 7 days away from a new year. We got a minute or two left. Tell us what you want to tell the American people.
We have to understand how rare and precious America truly is. There's never been a country like America with our freedoms, with the opportunities that we have for our kids and grandkids. And so I just want to, you know, hope that all the members of your audience can find peace and comfort in the holiday season here, spend time with friends and family, and then turn their attention to next year to, you know, recognizing what we have and do everything we can to fight for our freedoms, fight for this marvel that we call America.
Senator Johnson, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the weekend with your family, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
Thank you.